Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We are back at it. Love Mondays. Mondays are always a lot of fun, particularly because we're on the heels of the Monster Cast, right? We get to look back, and I love the Sunday program. I really do. And yesterday was a very, very busy day. Let's just give you a quick recap. Doug Allen from Fox 54 News in Augusta joined me. In addition to him, Rob Simpson rounded out Hour 1 from thegunbox.com. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News was stellar, as is always the case, isn't it? By the way, if you want to get a hold of AWR Hawkins, follow him on Twitter, at AWR Hawkins, and read everything that he puts out. Boy, I'll tell you, if you ever want to win an argument with an anti-gunner, just check his Twitter feed. He'll have all the ammunition that you need. After that, who did we talk to in Hour 3? I had a great time with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason from KQAM in Wichita, my big affiliate up there, KQAM, Wichita's big talker. And we reminded you that I will be in Kansas, in Wichita, on April 12th and 13th as a keynote speaker at the Kansas State Rifle Association annual meeting. That's going to be a blast. And if you heard Andy, this kid is so good. I mean, he is so good. Kid. He's over 30 years old, but He is so plugged in to that local community in Kansas, and he's so plugged in to the political winds as they apply. And he has that uncanny knack to be able to, like we do at Armed American Radio, bring everything full circle back to a discussion really of our gun rights. He's good at that, and he did it last night in context of the election. We had a fascinating conversation, and I think you're going to enjoy the program. So make sure to go check it out. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast yesterday is now in the books. We're getting closer and closer. April 26th is the actual 10-year anniversary, as we are in our 10th year now of Armed American Radio broadcasting. So great programs lined up for you for every single Sunday, and I hope you enjoy them as much as we enjoy bringing them to you. Okay, what's going on out there today? This I had a bit of an opportunity over the late night wee morning hours to do some research triage regarding today's program, and I've got two areas that I want to speak with you about today. I'm going to take you back to a Chicago Tribune piece in May of 2018 because it's so relevant to today. Why is it relevant to today? Well, because the House is now planning, the clown posse is now planning, as AWR Hawkins is letting us know, that they are planning a floor vote to criminalize private gun sales. Now, when we phrase the background check bill, the extended background check bill, or what they call as universal background check bill, when we frame that as private gun sales, the criminalizing of private gun sales, that's exactly what it is. That's what they don't want to tell you. This is semantics that they play. This is a lie of omission. This is the intellectual dishonesty coming from the left that we witness every time it comes to our gun rights and our gun freedoms and our constitutional right to bear arms. What do I mean by this? Criminalizing private gun sales. If I want to sell you, and you and I are best of friends, a firearm because you've always had your eye on it, and you know what? I'm thinking I'm going to sell it to you because I want to get something different. I can do that today. I don't need government permission to enact that transaction. I call you and I say, hey, Paul, you still want to buy X? Oh, dude, I would love to. Are you getting rid of it finally? Finally? Yeah, man, and I'll give you a really good price on it, $350, man. That's half of its retail value. But I love you, man. You've been wanting it for so long. Oh, dude, I'm coming over. He brings three C-notes and a 50 spot, or he brings a check. Doesn't matter what he brings. He pays you the agreed upon price for the gun. He goes home with that firearm. That is a legal transaction. House of Representatives Bill H.R. 8, which is called a universal background check bill, would criminalize that transaction. In other words, the conversation would have to go like this. Hey, Paul, you still interested in X? Oh, dude, I am. Yes. I'll tell you what. Because I love you, I'll sell it to you for $350. I've gotten my use out of it, dude. And, you know, that's half of retail. You good with that? Oh, man, yeah. All right, well, I can't pick it up today because I don't have time to meet you down at the gun shop. I got to go down there and pay for a background check. oh man, I wish I could just come over to your house and pick it up. But no, you can't, because you see, HR 8 is going to require the two of you meet at the gun shop and pay a fine, a tax, a fee. I don't care what you call it. You're going to have to pay a fee. And the dealer is going to have to run a universal background check on you. Universal because why? It applies to every single gun transaction. Now, in reality, what's really going to go down? Dude, they're not going to know I sold you the gun. Just come over and pick it up. We don't have to register this thing. We live in a free state. Oh, yeah, you're right about that. $350. Fair enough. Paul goes over and picks up the firearm. That defeats the purpose of the HR 8, the Universal Background Check Bill, doesn't it? Of course it does. Because the purpose of HR 8 is not to stop crime. It's not to stop the next Parkland. They admit that it won't. It's not to stop Gabby Giffords, who they used to roll this bill out when they took over the house, the clown posse, because it wouldn't have affected her attempted killer. It's not to stop the ball field shooter, the Democrat lunatic who tried to kill Scalise and the remaining Republicans on the ball field in Virginia. Wouldn't have stopped him. It's not meant to. It's not designed to. They know it's not. As I said, it wouldn't have stopped Parkland. It wouldn't have stopped Virginia Tech. It wouldn't have stopped the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. It wouldn't have stopped anything. Because it isn't about stopping crime. It's about stopping you from selling a gun to Paul. Because somehow, this is just a start. When in reality, we know what's going to happen to make that effective. About 12 months down the road, the clown posse, in this case, it'll be about 2 years, they're going to try to take the White House and regain control of the Senate. Once they do that, here's what's going to happen. Not possibly, but it will happen once that does happen, if that happens. That's what they're hoping their goal is. Let's get control of the White House. We can carve out enough wishy-washy, you know, Republicans, bunch of rhinos over there. We can make this bill a reality. What bill am I talking about? The Universal Registration Bill is what I'm talking about. Because you see, HR 8 is completely and totally ineffective. It is also 100% unenforceable. Let's go back to the theater of the mind. I'm calling my friend Paul. Hey, Paul, what's up? Dude, I'm coming over to pick up that gun. Okay. See you over at about 5:30. No problem. We'll grill some hamburgers while you're here. Have a cold beer. Sounds good to me. 5:30, he shows up. We grill some hamburgers. He's eyeballing his new purchase. He's loving it. He can't wait to take it to the range, and off he goes. HR 8's been in effect for a year, but nobody knows I sold him the gun. Nancy Pelosi doesn't have any clue that Paul now has that firearm, making their bill rendered 100% useless, and they know it. Because as they say, this is just the first step. This is just the first step. What's the second step? The saying it's just the first step implies there's a next step. Of course. The next step is, you know what, that bill isn't doing what we wanted it to do. It's not stopping crime. It's not stopping a mass shooter. We need to put some teeth into that law. We need to register all firearms. It's the only way we can make this happen. Because you see, the only way HR 8 is effective is if it's followed by HR 9, which requires you to register your property with the federal government. In other words, imagine if the transaction occurred as this. Hey, Paul, dude, I got this gun for sale. You want to come over and grab it? Oh, yeah, for $350. Well, we're going to have to meet up at the gun shop. The firearm's already been registered with the government. ATF's already got the number, so meet me up there. Well, I can't make it today. When can you make it? I don't know. A couple days, I'll be able to. Why don't we meet up at the gun shop, ABC Pawn or Pawn and Gun, on Saturday at noon? Okay. So me and Paul meet at the ABC Pawn and Gun Shop Saturday at noon to do what? Pay them to run a background check on him. Now, what happens? Is there a waiting period? Yep. Yeah, that's called HR 1112. But we're going to go to HR 1112 in just a minute. You see how all of this ties together? Of course, you see how all of this ties together. The federal government, through the Democrats, the clown posse in the House of Representatives, is now calling, and they're going to hold a vote. I don't know exactly what the date and time is. When I know, I'll let you know. But the floor vote is planned to criminalize the private gun sale, which is what I just described to you using those examples, in the form of House of Representatives Bill number 8, H.R. 8, a universal background check bill that will make it a crime to sell that friend, in this case our fictional friend Paul, a gun without government permission. They will have no idea I did it unless they move forward with H.R. 9. Now, H.R. 9, I'm saying, is the next logical step. 9 follows 8. So don't hold me to that. I don't have any idea what H.R. 9 is. Although I wouldn't be surprised to see H.R. 9 sitting around languishing until H.R. 8 passes. Is it going to come out of the Senate? No. What they're doing is unzipping their coats for you. Sorry for the visual. We'll continue the conversation when we come back. Don't go away. It's all devious. It's all devious. Well, gun lover, your time, it's almost up, okay? You still have a little time to win big today, though, because the USCCA wants to give you a free gun right now. They're giving away a different gun every single day this month, but it ends this Thursday, so you are almost out of time. Just text the word ARMED to 87222 and get entered right now. The official rules are even right on the page for you. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun each day. It could be 24 Kimbers, 24 Glocks, maybe even that new SIG. But these free guns are going fast. So text ARMED, that's A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 and reveal the gun you could take home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. The gun of the day always disappears at midnight. And these free guns are almost gone. So please hurry. This is your big chance to take home one of these guns. Don't miss out. Just text the word ARMED to 87222 and get entered to win your free gun right now. That's ARMED to 87222. Text the word ARMED to 87222.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches and numb arms at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, was a recent guest on my show talking about freedom. Mike found out I was a 2-year customer of his and has offered us a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and they're machine washable and dryable. And now, especially for Christmas, Mike is offering the 4-pack, 2 MyPillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for a special low price and free shipping. He's also extending the money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358. That's 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Okay, welcome back. So you're following me so far at segment one, right? H.R. 8, the Democrat clown posse planning for a floor vote in the House. That's the universal background check bill. I just gave you some real life scenarios, some theater of the mind scenarios. You put yourself in that position, and that's what you have. H.R. 8 will criminalize that transaction that I gave you the example of, me and Paul selling my lifelong friend a gun. Or it will criminalize that. That's what it will do. It will make it illegal. But there's no teeth to it. It's completely unenforceable. Unless there's a government agent standing in my living room, they will have absolutely no idea that I sold that gun to Paul for $350. None. He will come in and he will buy it and it will leave. Technically speaking, criminals, well, I don't want to get into the whole criminal thing because criminals do what criminals do. Let's just talk about it in the sense that it affects real people, because it will make that transaction a crime, hence why it criminalizes a private transaction of your stuff. Now, let's go to that's H.R. 8. H.R. 1112. This is the bill I was talking about last week with you. Remember the Charleston loophole? Remember we were talking about the Charleston loophole? Yeah, I said all those loopholes, the boyfriend loophole, the driveway loophole, the gun show loophole, 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 loophole. Everything's a loophole to the left. They frame it in the context of a loophole, then they come up with a solution to close the loophole. That's how you play semantics. That's how you create form and drive narratives. That's how you push agendas that you don't want people to know exactly what's happening in real life. That's how you get around it. You frame it in a negative context, call it something, and then you're basically seeking a solution for a non-existent problem. The Charleston loophole is a non-existent problem. Charleston, we're talking about the killer at the AME church, flew through a background check because of human error at the FBI. Somehow that's a loophole. There is no Charleston loophole. But you can't do this and you can't accomplish H.R. 1112 without demonizing something. In this case, let's create the loophole and then let's go after closing it. No one's going to be against closing the loophole that would have kept all of those amazing people at the AME church alive, except for the fact that it wouldn't have. It wouldn't have mattered. Because the loophole, as I said, doesn't exist. What is H.R. 1112? Now it's time to tell you, now that you have some background. And I'm going to read from the National Rifle Association Institute for Legislative Action as they explain it. H.R. 1112 would eliminate the three-day safety valve provision under the federal firearms background check system that prevents the government from enacting an indefinite delay of firearm purchases for law-abiding Americans. Let me stop there before I continue. Maybe you've been flagged trying to purchase a firearm in the past. Here's what happens when you walk into the gun dealer. You settle on that, ooh, that's a beautiful gun, I think I want that, and you settle on it. You get a price, you agree, I'm going to buy that gun. What's the first thing you do? You fill out the paperwork, the NICS check, right? That's what you fill out. National Instant Criminal Check System, NICS, Instant Criminal Check System, National Instant Criminal Check System. This is not 1904. This is 2019. This is done instantly, hence why the word instant is part of the acronym, NICX. Otherwise known as the Form 4473. When you fill that out, the information is transmitted to the government and a response is generated immediately because they see it instantly in today's digital world. Now, in some cases, it comes back as a provisional, well, hold, it's a hold. It comes back as a hold. Why? Maybe for some reason the computer is down. Maybe for some reason your name is similar to somebody's that popped up last month. We never know. The gun dealer doesn't know. Therefore, you don't know. That's a three-day hold. That's the three-day safety valve provision that the NRA is referring to here in their statement on H.R. 1112, H.R. 1112. That's the three-day safety provision. The dealer must hold that gun, cannot transfer it to you until after a three-day period has elapsed. And that's only if nothing else came back to the dealer telling them no. If the ATF has not stopped that transition, that transaction, over that three-day period, you can come in and pick up that gun. H.R. 1112, I'm going to continue now with the National Rifle Association Institute for Legislative Action. The three-day safety valve would be eliminated and replaced with a procedure that provides gun buyers with no protection. If an FFL initiates a check and does not receive a response from NICS after 10 business days, the prospective purchaser may petition the FBI to permit the transfer to proceed. May petition the FBI for the permit, to permit the transfer to proceed. May petition the FBI to permit the transfer to proceed. Those are the operative words here. The FFL may not proceed. The FFL, for those of you who may not know, is the federal firearm licensee. That's the gun dealer. May not proceed with the transaction until an additional 10 business days have elapsed from the date of the petition. Now, let's put that in layman's terms. Your three-day provisional safety valve just went to 10. But it's not just 10. It's 10 business days. And there's no guarantee that the FBI is going to act because you get to petition the FBI. As it stands now, if the background check provisional declination on you for whatever reason comes back a no, you're not allowed to purchase that gun. Don't ask the dealer why. He's not going to be able to tell you. You probably already know. Let's put it that way. But after that three-day period expires, you can then go in and pick up the firearm. That's legal under federal law. That means, okay, we're not going to get back to you. We're all good. The provision we've done, if we didn't find anything, go ahead and sell the gun. That's what that three-day provision means. The clown posse now wants to make it 10, but they don't just want to make it 10. They want to make you have to petition the FBI to permit the transfer to proceed. Boy, that's going to move quick, isn't it? No, it's not, because there's no guarantee they're going to move forward. Keep this in mind. Existing federal law limits the validity of a NICS background check to the 30 calendar days from the date it is initiated. That means the paperwork that you fill out. Calendar days. Not business days. So when you fill out the 4473, that form is good. The validity of that check is good for 30 days. From the date, 30 days, calendar days from the dates initiated. That means Saturday, Sunday, and Mondays, okay? Every day, not just business days. Because H.R. 1112 uses business days and the NICS validity provision is in calendar days, in practice, H.R. 1112 would have no default proceed available. Do you follow this? There's no default proceed here whatsoever. Here's what this means, again, in layman's terms, and I want to make sure that you understand this. Let's use AWR's example from the piece, and I'm going to quote him. This means that would-be gun buyers on Black Friday 2019, that's November 29th this year, would not be able to file a petition on their languishing gun purchase until December 14th. An additional 10 business days would bring the calendar to December 31st, which is beyond the 30 calendar days for the background checks. This will negate the process and force the would-be gun purchaser to begin the initial background check process all over again. Do you see how all of this ties together? Of course you do. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The self-defense shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Okay, let's get some business out of the way, shall we? You have still just a little bit of time to win big today because the USCCA wants to give you that free gun I've been telling you about. They're giving away a different gun every single day this month, as I've been telling you, but it ends this Thursday, okay? So you've got just a few days left. You are almost out of time to text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 and get entered right now. The official rules are right there on the page. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun every single day. Like I said, it could be 20. It's going to be a variety. It could be 24 Kimbers, Glocks, AR-15s, SIGs, Smith & Wessons, who knows, all right? Text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. But remember, not a lot of time. The gun flips at night. So if you don't like what you see, you can flip again, but you're running out of time, so I wouldn't wait too long. Don't press this. The free guns are almost gone, all right? Text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Do not do that while you are driving. Please pull over. And I know a lot of you listen in your cars. Please pull over. Don't be that bonehead, okay? All right. You see the 3-day, 10-day, the what's happening here with the combination of these two bills. Let's look at H.R. 8 one more time. That criminalizes the sale between myself and Paul, as I gave you the example. I can't do that unless I go get a background check on Paul. And we have to pay for that. Yeah, of course you have to pay for that. Nothing's free, is it? So we have to pay for that background check. Well, let's assume we do that. But let's assume that that background check is a delay on Paul, but the gun shop doesn't know why. It doesn't say. It just says it's a hold. So he has to go back under current law today. Paul can go back and pick up the gun after 3 days. If nothing negative comes back or no declination comes back, he's free to go pick up the gun, and the dealer can sell him the gun legally after the 3 days. That's not good enough for the clown posse. H.R. 1112 wants to make that 10 days. But even after 10 days, if there's a provisional declination or a hold, after the 10 days, the dealer's not allowed to sell you the gun. You have to petition the FBI, further delaying your lawful purchase. And there's no guarantee what the FBI is going to do. And as AWR points out, because they're using calendar days and the NICS check is only good for 30 days, this extends beyond the original NICS check, requiring you to start the whole process over again. Would any of this have stopped Parkland? Of course not. Would any of this have stopped Gabby Gifford's attacker? And she's the one that's championing this bill. They're laying it out as an honor to her. Of course not. It wouldn't have stopped any mass killer this century. Not one. So why do it? You already know the answer to that. We beat that into your head day after day after day. But this is a glaring example of behind the scenes how they do what they do. You're a far more informed listener on these topics than virtually. If you're driving down the road, look at the cars around you. Be careful, but look at them. 95% of them have no idea what you know about this topic. 95%. I'd venture about the same percentage of your family have no clue. Extended family, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, cousins have no clue. Look around you. The vast majority of people see this stuff on what they consider to be the evening news or the morning talk show masquerading as news and think, oh, well, that sounds like a good idea. They haven't had it broken down to them like we just did. So it doesn't matter to them. So they vote on it. Oh, well, that can't be all bad. I mean, what's wrong with making you wait 10 days? The 10 days isn't 10 days. It's indefinite. The clown posse is seeing to it that it is just a never-ending cycle. It's like waking up from a nightmare. What's that Tom Cruise movie? He keeps waking up and the same thing keeps happening to him. It's over and over and over and over and over again. Let me remind you, 0.8%. 0.8. All right? Of criminals bought their gun legally at a gun shop. Do you remember the study we covered? It's less than 1%. Is this the start that Gabby Giffords is looking for? According to her, it is. According to the Democrat clown posse in D.C., it is. This is just the beginning. I told you in segment one. Sure enough, mark my word, there's a HB9 running around somewhere, right? HR9, yeah. Running around somewhere. HR, not HB in House, it's a House Representatives. HR9, running around here somewhere. No, I don't know. Don't you hold me to the exact number. Don't. I'm just using that as an example. I'm saying there's going to be one right behind it, okay? H.R. 1112, make no mistake, is an insidious bill that would have stopped no mass killer this century. Not one. Not one. So why have the bill? Because it isn't about stopping the mass killers. It's about infringing on your ability to purchase a gun. Because this is part of the long-term strategy. The other part of the strategy is to demonize you, shame you. We talked about it yesterday and last week. We talked about the 25-year-old column about from the CDC national director. Remember that? Remember that last week? About shaming you just like we did with cigarette smokers until they are seen as dirty and banned. This is all part of the process to eliminate civilian firearms, all civilian firearms ownership. That's their ultimate end game. But they'll tell you I'm crazy. They'll tell you I'm the crazy gun nut. Yet I can walk you right down that path and they won't be able to answer my questions. And the media, mainstream media, will never ask them. because they're all pushing the same agenda. All right, moving on to some. I hope you pay attention to that. I really truly do. I want to go to take you to Texas City again, and I want to do that by bringing up a column from the Chicago Tribune in May of 2018. Texas City, of course, is the school district in Texas City. I think there are 14 schools, if I'm not mistaken, about 1,400 or 1,200 students throughout those schools in that district that is now being armed with AR-15s, monitoring, facial recognition. This is a comprehensive package. I talked about it with Mr. Hawkins yesterday. That's what's getting ready to happen now. And we were reminded yesterday that one-fifth of Texas schools see armed teachers. There's no carnage. There's not going to be. And those schools are going to be the ones that continue to remain safe, because no determined killer who's trying to rack up a body count is going to go somewhere where he's going to wind up getting in a gun battle and not be able to accomplish his goal before he gets killed. Common sense come to play here? Isn't that common sense? Doesn't common sense say, oh, I'm not going to go attack that guy over there because he's carrying an AR-15, but I will go over there because they're a soft target and I don't have to worry about being shot by anybody with an AR-15. And it's going to take the cops about 4 minutes to get here. I should probably be able to wipe out at least 30 people if I'm lucky in my sick, demented, twisted, deranged brain before anybody else armed gets here and can confront me. But it's not going to matter because I'll just kill myself anyway. But I still have 4 minutes to do it. Or as in the real life case of Parkland, 20 shot, 9 fatal in 1 minute and 38 seconds preceding the 1 minute and 39 second arrival of the coward who chose not to go in, but nonetheless was there in 1 minute and 39 seconds. 20 shot, 9 fatal. So let me start off with the, and I'll bring it back down. We'll slide right into home with the Texas story, I promise you. Let me start off with the remaining 40 seconds we have now with a piece by Darlene Glanton. She's a contact reporter, or was. I don't know if she still is. Don't know. Don't care. Talking about school shootings. And it's her column was titled, "No Matter What Type of Gun Is Used in School Shootings, Innocent People End Up Dead." What does it, you see how easy it is? I don't even have to get past the headline. So I'll close out this segment with this. It, no matter what type of gun is used, that means it doesn't matter what type of gun is used in any school shooting, innocent people end up dead. What is she telling you? All guns are bad. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1 of the number 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Final segment already, man. I know. I hate it. Believe me. Wish we had more time together. We're working on that. But you get me 6 days a week talking about this stuff, okay? Let's go back quick. Oh, real quick. Don't forget to text ARMED, right? A-R-M-E-D to 87222. Get in on that up to 24 chances to win the free gun a day, which the USCCA is giving away every day. I've already gotten 2 emails now from people I mentioned last night. I got another one today from someone who won another. I'm telling you, you got to do this. Text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. It ends on Thursday, so don't push it off too much farther. You're running out of time, all right? All right. It doesn't take long to figure out what these people are up to. I can't even get through the first line of most of these pieces that I write from these anti-gunners. Now, this one is very sarcastic. This Darlene, what's her face here? We'll just call her Darlene, what's her face? Very, very sarcastic. And I'll show you why in a second. No matter what type of gun is used in school shootings, innocent people end up dead. That tells me everything I need to know about this column right now. I don't need to know any more about what the Chicago Tribune is putting out. That means all guns are bad. I don't care what it is. So who is she going after here? Take a listen. This time, line one. This time, the school shooter did not use an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle to slaughter his classmates. That must be quite a relief to gun lovers. Yeah, that's what I'm concerned with. I'm concerned when someone walks into school, and I have 2 school-aged children in high school, one in 8th grade, one in 10th grade. 2 of them in high school at the same school next year together. That's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned that the shooter walked into my kid's high school and killed 14 people, but boy, I breathe a sigh of relief because he didn't do it with an AR-15. Darlene Glanton, what's-her-face, is a flat-out idiot. And this tells you everything you need to know about the mindset of these flat-out idiots. These people are putting agenda over reality. They cannot even see. They are so blinded by bigotry, hatred, and their political ideology, they simply are incapable of facts. The killer's weapons of choice were a shotgun and a 38 caliber handgun, two of the most common firearms available. What more proof do we need, gun lovers will ask, that the problem isn't with guns, but rather with people? Now, she goes on to say that we cannot let you, gun lovers, off the hook. Guns in general, and semi-automatic rifles in particular, remain the greatest threat to safety in America. Oh, I don't have enough time to go through this whole thing with you. I would love to. See, I went back to 2018 to this for a reason. Let's take just that one statement. Guns in general and semi-automatic rifles in particular remain the greatest threat to safety in America. Tell that to the Texas City School Board. Because you see, in a high school not far away from Texas City, last May, when this column in Chicago was written, which is love the way this all works. See how it does? I love it. A deranged student, keywords there, deranged student entered and opened fire. The choice weapon of the gunman was a 38 caliber revolver. Not the in particular dangerous AR-15, which remains all guns in general, according to Darlene Mindless over in Chicago, the greatest threat to safety in America. On the other hand, every deputy assigned to stave off a would-be assailant in Texas City is armed with an AR-15. Because the school board believes that we have to, quote, firm believer that we must fight firepower with superior firepower. Gee, no kidding. Former Secret Service agent Mike Matrangas, the guy who served in the agency, he served as a Secret Service agent for more than a decade. He's the brainchild of this down in Texas City. Take a listen to this. Some of the measures have already been implemented. Students and staff wear radio frequency identification cards capable of tracking their whereabouts in school. They've lined glass doors with intrusion filming, making them impact resistant. And they are arming the school with AR-15s. You know, the greatest threat to safety in America, according to the gun-hating zealot dope at the Chicago Tribune. I guess she's okay with those guns in the hands of people with uniforms. I don't know. Texas City Independent School District Superintendent Rodney Kavnis, I talked about AWR Hawkins with this yesterday on the Monster Program, said the initiative began last year, quoting, after residents approved a measure allocating $6.5 million in funds for improvements in school safety and security. And I quote what he said. We're not playing around. This isn't some kind of little game to us. We put a lot of time, money, and effort into this. And they did. And they did. And guess what? Nobody's going to mess with that school system. No one is going to mess with that school system. But the dopey liberal who doesn't care about that but only hates guns to the point that they say, oh, great, now we're at a place where we have facial recognition. Oh, that's Orwellian. Oh, my gosh, AR-15s in schools. What have I told you for years? You cannot refuse to accept the situation, can you? There are nutcases in this country who will continue to seek out gun-free killing zones to rack up body counts. Your kids, my kids, if given the opportunity. And they're going to choose the soft target. So you want to be the liberal dope that believes and thinks that unicorn farts smell like strawberry dust. While your kid goes to that school, go ahead. Because while you're spouting all your crap, your kid is in the safest school in Texas. And your neighbor's kids might not be. Let's go back to Chicago for just a moment. The AR-15, the evil AR-15, of course, it's just a .223 caliber semi-automatic rifle that this woman has absolutely no idea about. She's simply spitting the bullet point talking points from the hateful, bigoted, anti-gun, leftist propaganda machine, that bubble that she lives in all day, every day, because she's clueless. She doesn't have any idea what she's talking about. None. But she doesn't want to let you off the hook. Guess what happened? She goes back to the Texas Santa Fe High School shooting. She She says, the killer might not have been armed with a high-powered weapon when he allegedly entered the classroom Friday, but gun laws are so lax in Texas that he certainly could have easily gotten one on his gotten one in his hands if he had one. So now we want to demonize what he didn't do and didn't have because he could have. Lady, you can have an extra martini and drive down the road. If anything, she says, the shooting exemplifies what anti-gun advocates in cities like Chicago have been saying. It is far too easy for a legal gun to turn into an illegal gun. I don't even know what that means. A gun is an inanimate object. She must be referring to the actions of a criminal who might pick that firearm up or steal it and use it for illegal purposes. But the gun itself, and let me tell you something, lady, I'm not taking any advice about gun safety measures from someone from Chicago who thinks like you do. That's not going to happen in this lifetime. If you're smart, you'd sit down and have a conversation with someone. But you see, that's a moot point. I'm wasting my breath here. She's not interested in a conversation. She doesn't care about a conversation. Like every other Democrat in the clown posse house, they are pushing an agenda over and above the right to bear arms. They don't care about the right to bear arms. The means justify the ends, period. She's giving out examples from Chicago, Illinois. She also believes that it is far too easy for a legal gun to turn into an illegal gun. I want to watch that transformation. I wish somebody would film that. I think that'd be cool to see. Oh my gosh, can we really talk about this every day for an hour? Yes, Mom, we certainly can. And I'm running out of time here. I've got about 15 seconds, so I'll leave you with this. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. And for gosh sakes, today's side note, here's a pro tip. Never, ever, ever take advice about your constitutional right to keep and bear arms from a dopey Democrat who hates your freedoms and hails from the city of Chicago. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.